Algernon, we're starting this week off talking about news of an area call center closing. What can you tell us?
So the Concentrix call center, which is formerly known as Convergys, employed a bunch of people doing call center jobs for various companies. It's an international call center company, and they provide telephone support services for all kinds of companies all over the world. And there are a few of these call centers in Las Cruces, but this was a big one. About 9 months ago, Convergys was taken over by Concentrix about 9 months ago. And then a few months ago, it closed one unit, the Delray Boulevard, that employed a lot of people. Now the whole thing is closing.
So how many people are looking at losing their jobs?
65 people remaining there are going to be out of a job as of November 30th. A spokeswoman for the company says that they're going to work to try to establish some of these folks in work-at-home situations, but I don't know how much promise that really holds.
We know that companies are using technology for customer service these days. So can we pull the lens back a little bit and take a look at the call center business and how it's looking right now and in the future?
Absolutely, because these buildings may be empty, but you have these facilities that are wired for telecommunications. Our reporter Damian Willis actually spoke to Davin Lopez, who is the head of the Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance.
Mavita,
this is what they do. They're a nonprofit that recruits businesses to come and develop in Las Cruces and Doña Ana County and our region of New Mexico. Well, Lopez says, hey, look, we have this asset. We have these, as these call centers are leaving, we still have these facilities that are so-called plug-and-play facilities that are all wired up and ready for somebody to come in, move in, and establish their business.
So what are they looking at with that industry?
Well, for instance, I've been present when Mavita has presented to the city and the county as far as their strategy for recruiting industries to come in and bring jobs here. And one of the four sort of key industries that they're looking to develop is telemedicine. This is sort of they can do more and more things diagnostically and in terms of medical consultations over the phone or over Skype now. I have a coworker who recently had his eyes tested through a sort of video link remote service that got him his new prescription, and he's wearing a pair of glasses that fit him just fine, and he never actually saw the doctor.
Okay, we also have news about Peter Piper Pizza buying Applebee's in Las Cruces and El Paso. What do you know about that?
Right. Kirk Robeson owns a whole bunch of Peter Piper Pizza restaurants, including two in Las Cruces. He's part of a group that buys and manages Applebee's locations. And this is kind of a fascinating story from the El Paso Times last week, because there are these groups that own some of the very familiar chains of restaurants that we frequent every day. And there are people who just sort of collect them and run them.
Peter Piper Pizza is based out of?
It's in Texas. They employ 1,800 people in Texas. They've got 14 locations of Peter Piper Pizza in El Paso and two in Las Cruces, but there's more sort of Texas-wide. It's a big company that employs a lot of people. Applebee's also employs a lot of people. So if you collect all the jobs at the Applebee's locations in El Paso and Las Cruces, that's 500 people who work at these restaurants.
All right, Algernon, thanks for the update, and we will talk with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.